on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, you are powered by SID Media. So today, my question that I have is, it contains to lyrics, it contains to things that we say, sometimes when we are devoting and whatnot, but then I'm going to also bring it to music as well, where sometimes we sing some of these songs. Uguti, do we really mean the things that we sing? Or the things that we say. So, for example, we all know this song, right? Saying that, let your will be done. Intando yako mayenzeke. When we now say that, do we really mean it? Do we really want God to really do that? Like, really? Are we satisfied when His will is done or stuff? And then there was this other one. I think most of us, we do listen to Maverick City. Some, yeah. There's that song, Jara. And then there's a part there saying that I am content. Are we really content? Are you content with how your life is? You know, when we sing some of these songs, some of them, in fact, I wanted to play the other one, Nyakasibu Noah, where it says that, like, Tata Gonk, like, take everything and leave me with Jesus. Are we do we really mean it? So some of these things that we have there on our worship songs and devotions, I know that, you know, we are worshiping God and praising Him and so forth, but some of those things that if they were to really happen, would you be happy? Would you be okay? Or if you knew, good, hi, no, man, I don't agree with me being content, for example, when you're singing Jaira. Then when it comes there, you just mice, and then you don't sing it, and then you sing the other part. So that's what I want to know. With the things that we say and the things that we do, are we really, 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 really sure about them, or are we just saying them because the things that we are saying, are we singing the song because the song, the lyrics is part of that? So yeah, let me know on +27 7347 03520. And today, say Mdala in studio. Today's gonna be nice. Ah, bona ona. Mdala's busi some tia. We also have our regular. We have Z. Mzizizi. Zintle. I can't believe. Oh, you see, because Elder Derek is not here, we have Elder's busi. We are blessed with elders here on AWR. And we also have, hey, he has Basani. He has every time I want to introduce him. So Basani is giving us the verse of the day this week. So when you are hearing those beautiful verses of the day, it's because of Basani. And yes, please pray for him. He's not 100%, but please do pray for him. Let's start with Mdala. We're going to start with Mdala. Mdala sa ubona unjani?
Ngiyaphila wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila. Yabona?
I saw like the real Mdala, right?
Shocking.
I know. That's my other side. You don't get to experience.
I want to come to your church one day.
This is the church board and the business meeting elder.
I want to come to your church one day, right? Yes, when you're doing the lesson study, I want to come see something.
Oh no! I take that very serious. However, I'm very animated, so they say.
Okay.
So when I speak about the mark of the beast, yeah. I speak about the statue, yeah. Revelation, the dragon, I'm very animated.
Okay.
So they're like, yo, you should be teaching kids. I'm like, I'm leaving a picture in your mind so that if you forget the chapter Daniel, you will remember my picture of showing you who Daniel was.
This is Mdala. So, Elder. Okay, no, it's Ish. Tingbugu, no, Elder.
So,
coming to my question, you know, how do you go about it? Do you feel like there are some things that we shouldn't include in our lyrics, or maybe sometimes in our devotions? Because if they were to really come true, or where now you mean it, when you say, yes, God, take everything, just leave me with you.
I like the one that you started with, let thy will be done. I think it has to do with spiritual intelligence and spiritual maturity. At some point when we were children, we got to do adventure and we did Pathfinder. And everything that we've read in the Bible did not make sense. Especially like the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. All those words did not make sense then. But as you grow spiritually, when you meet trials and tribulations and challenges in your life, the lyrics and whatever verse that you read basically make sense. Let thy will be done. For an example, if ever you've got a cousin or you've got a sister, you've got a brother who is sick, and you can see that this individual is sick, and there's no one else that can heal that individual apart from God.
Okay.
And then you feel like this person has been sick for almost like many years. And then what you would say at the end, let thy will be done. So meaning that you are ready for anything that can come. No. That's euthanasia. That's not euthanasia.
Okay.
No. There's a difference between euthanasia and saying thy will be done. Let me explain it to people what euthanasia is. When the doctors say to you, hey, dude, the bills in the hospital are a lot. Mm. This person, dude, even if we give him Wednesday, Thursday, can we switch off the machine?
Mm-hmm.
When you say yes, you are killing that person because you are agreeing for them to switch off the machine when God has not said that will be done.
Okay.
So when you say that will be done, you are giving it all to
God.
To God. That God, please take over. Mm. I am nothing without you. I think it was something I think on social media where someone says, over to you, my dear God.
Mm.
Because that's the thing. The will must be God.
Mm-hmm.
God's will, not your will. You are not the one who must say that I'm putting end to this. I understand the lyrics in that context. Hence, I said you need to have spiritual maturity in order for you to be able to say, let thy will be done. Mm. Not all of us can say, let thy will be done.
Hey.
We write an exam and be like, Ishas, God, I don't know, I did not study, or you fail an exam, or someone is sick, and all of that. A lot of people cannot say, let thy will be done.
Yeah.
They struggle to say so. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've gotten to that fact to say, in whatever situation that I come across,
let
your will be done. I am nothing without you.
Mm. This is Paul and Ombo.
Sanbonan. Ninjan. Let your will be done. Uthe usibusiso ngiyakhotha manje. Uthe usibusiso akusho wonke umuntu othi let your will be done. Mina ke ngami. Uma kungama lyrics kodwa ke ngicela ukukhipha ama lyrics eceleni. Ngabe eceleni ngikhulume nje ngale lento ethi let your will be done. Uma ngisho kanjalo already at the back of my mind ngiswe nginakho ukuthi ayikho into engenzeki ngaphandle kokuvuma kaNkulunkulu.
Okay.
Ngoba ungayibuza wena uthi why this is happening, ay vele selusewenza Jehova engathi uyamduba kanti already vele plan yakhe beyiveli lapho.
Yeah.
Okay,
usuyayizwa manje. So my mouth wena let your will be done usuke umtshela into vele ekade yena iplan leqedile.
That's true.
Usuke usukonfirm ukuthi hayi sengiyabona kahle kahle indlela zakho bekade ungiplanile zona. So lo let your will be done so sekuwena so confirm kuye ukuthi nawe sengiyavuma ngoba inkani ngeke ikusebenzele.
Okay,
like that.
Mm.
I like that a lot.
So mama uqala uthi let your will be done bocabanga ukuthi vele lento soyivuma ikade iqediwe.
Yeah,
uyabona. So uNkulunkulu kahle kahle usuke esekufaka la usekufuna ukukuvumisa khona ngoba kade uqalile ukutest abone ukuthi awuvumi athi ngikufake ngala la so uzovuma khona ukuthi ayenzeke ke manje vile intando yakho.
Level of acceptance.
Exactly.
I like that. Usuke ufike ku level of acceptance.
Exactly.
Ukuthi awunamandla wena.
Yeah. So kufuna ukuboniswa. Yabona. So leyo kimi ease. Yikho ngathi mina ngiyakuphuca amagama akho ukuthi akusonke umuntu. Bayofika bonke. Mase kuvumile isikhathi.
Okay.
So ukuthi let your will be done.
Mr. Philosopher,
yeah.
Basan.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
Uyazazi what he's done.
No, I'm going to be unpopular today.
Thank you. Can I TikTok? You're supposed to TikTok it up.
Okay. Now I'm just going to take a video.
Be unpopular. We like that.
So with me, all of these sayings, they are more of Christian sentimentalism. You know, like... some of these things don't even make sense if, you know, like, listen to them. I mean, there's this song, you know, right? That is the literal job description of a pimp, if you listen to the lyrics, because they let things happen to you through the night, and then in the morning they come and, you know, treat your wounds, and then you're back at it the same next day. So...
That's deep, though.
Yeah. It's, people don't want to listen to these things or see them this way because it's Jesus and, you know, we must all not use our brains whenever we walk into church.
Mm.
That is why last time I was here, I mentioned the book, The God Virus, for example.
Mm.
It talks about how the church is too sensitized, you know.
Okay.
They put your incenses, they put all these weird lights, all these nice colors. Mm. You don't see these things in your regular day life and, you know, in life.
Okay.
And now you're conditioned to walk into church. You know, when the preacher is preaching, then they play some music in the background to make you feel a certain way and whatnot, whatnot. For me, I think it makes us lazy as Christians, you know, because now you're expecting God to be doing everything in the background and you yourself, you're not doing anything. You didn't study and you want to pass. Now you're trying to say, let your will be done. What are you trying to say exactly? Who are you trying to confuse? You know, so I think once you get these things out, you know, take the world, but give me Jesus. You don't eat Jesus. You are not going to eat Jesus. Okay. Jesus is not going to be on your plate in the evening.
Sure.
Okay. So, I don't know. Until people can actually, like, try and separate. The Bible says, come, let us reason. Not come, let me tell you about.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, come, let us reason. Meaning you should not put your brain aside whenever it comes to things of the church. People believe blindly, you know, even in the Adventist church. It just wants to, what people say. So, like, you know, with Zanele said, I know what I did. Just call me the philosopher. And
don't go
basically,
there, please.
No, basically, okay. It's just a test, right? It's a literal test. I'm testing how, you know, people react to information. I'll give you all kinds of information back and forth, left and right, you know. And a lot of the times, what I've noticed is that people want to be told things. And they don't go and do their own research. So now you find that I say something, people call me a liar. Now I have to go and look for proof and then, you know, like all of these things. But that is not why I said that thing. I told you that thing so that you go and look for the truth. Or one day, if you remember, you'll be like, oh, Basani once said this and that and that. Can I, let me go and research. Or once you hear it from someone else, you're like, oh, but Basani once said it, you know, as well. But it's, people just want to be told, even in church, the preacher stands, he's the only one who talks. You don't discuss the sermon, you know. Like, you don't, hey, yeah, it's, there's so many things. Let me stop here, okay, before I get fired.
Look, you know, live, you know, on radio.
You know, to be honest with you, I think when Basani started speaking, right, I didn't agree with him.
Yeah,
I saw that. I
didn't agree with him, but I'm like, but it's his opinion.
Yes.
And what I was saying, it's my opinion, right?
Mm.
What I got to understand with spirituality is that certain things come to us differently.
Yes.
Mm.
We like I like how you mentioned that when you walk into the church, when they play music, the lighting and the sound and all of that. It is because when I can walk in as a swoo who's spiritually mature and be happy about the lights because the aroma, the ambience is making sense to me. But to a person who has not probably, for an example, I'm not saying that you have not accepted Jesus as your personal savior, but a person who has not accepted Jesus as his personal savior can walk in and be like, why are we here? These people are lying to us. These people are this to us. These people are that to us.
Or get stuck on the feeling instead of the actual
person. Yes. So, if someone is listening, we are all in agreement. It's all about spiritual maturity. How far are you with your spirituality? How far are you to say, let your will be done? I'm going to quote again to you, Zintle, the level of acceptance. When you've accepted certain things, like I like the song that you give me Jesus. You obviously, you can't give me Jesus and not give me employment.
Hey.
It makes sense. Like that example kind of makes sense. You get what I mean? Uchi, you can't give me bread. But it depends on where you are. Chances are, Mina, I've already got employment as one of the members of the church. Now I need Jesus. But for you, You haven't got an employment. So meaning that you don't necessarily need Jesus.
You need employment. You need
employment.
But so here's the thing. I hear all three of your views.
Yeah.
And when it comes to spiritual maturity, I get that. That there are certain things that we do and say and act out because of the, how mature you are. Mm. But even when you are mature, Sibusiso,
yeah.
And Zintle, even when now you accept the situation, because there's nothing you can do about it, it's out of your control, yes. Right? But how many are we able, when now God has done what he wants, to accept it? To accept that I've been saying, so here's the thing, I actually just quickly Googled the lyrics for Jara. I just want to refer to these ones.
Yeah.
It says in the chorus, it says, you are Jaira, you are enough. Jaira, you are enough. And I will be content in every situation.
Oh, come on, sir.
How many are we? How many of us are content in our situations? Hence, I'm saying that I get it. Mm. Okay, here I am. I'm spiritually mature. I get it. That at the end of the day, it's God's. You understand?
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm in a situation. Let's say now they've started to retrench.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And then I accept it. Mm-hmm. As acceptance, right? I'm like, God, let your will be done.
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm like, God, and then I sing this song, hey, Jaira, Jaira is the provider, right? Yes. You will provide. I'm content in every situation. Boom. Car gone. House gone. No income. How now are we able to actually really accept the things that we have said? We have said them, we have accepted, we have grown, but when now the situation, God is like, all right, are we able to accept it?
Look, answer.
Go ahead.
Ngizokubekisa ngokufa. Yabona into enkulu ukufa.
Yes.
Ngisho ngafelwa ikati. Ngokuthi bewulithanda ikati. Ekugcineni uhamba-hambe. Asikho isikhathi soku-accepta.
Yes.
No.
Asikho isikhathi sokuthi now sengiyayibamba ke lento sengiyayi-accepta sengizoba right.
Uhambile.
Yabo ubekise ngemonto, ubekise ngendlu, ubekise
ngani. Unemployment, retrenchment, yes.
Ubekise ngayo yonke leyo nto leyo. Yikho ngithi mina ngifuna ukubekisa ngokufa. Kufa komuntu kubuhlungu.
True.
And kuthatha isikhathi, angikaze ngifele umzali, but nokubona ngithi, ey.
If it were to happen to me.
Uma ngifika lapha kuzoba njani. Ngizobekisa ngalokho ukuthi kuhamba kuhambe isikhathi eside, uthatha iminyaka. Ekugcineni ugcina ukwazi ukuphila nakho.
You live with it. You've not accepted it. You just live with it.
Accept a lock. Accept a lock.
Yes, okay, continue. Yes, because I've got something to
accept. Yeah. So, when my stories whereby I'm a relationship, I appeal, accept it.
Yes.
Once, accept it. But I accept it.
Zanele, what's very important, one thing that you must know, we don't live for ourselves.
Okay.
It's the Christ that lives in us.
Right?
So, masingamakholwa, we draw closer to God on a daily basis. And we don't, the reason why I said was we don't live for ourselves, we live for the second coming. We are waiting for the second coming. While we're on earth, there are things that will make us, they'll be uncertain.
Yes.
There are things that will not make sense to us. But they make sense to God. Because you'll ask yourself a question, why out of everyone am I retrenched? Why me?
Why me?
Why didn't they choose the next person next to me but you? So what you need to cultivate your spiritual life with God on a daily basis so that you can be stronger when that challenge comes to you. When that retrenchment comes to you, when the sickness comes to you, when that thing comes to you, you'll be able to be content on whatever happens at whatever given point. The thing is, we're as human beings, and Basan and Zanel, we think that we can change things. We think that we can move things. We think that we are playing chess with our lives. God says, I've got plans to prosper you, not to harm you. And then God says,
you don't have bread.
No, which is true. Which is true. Also, what I like is like, seek the kingdom of God and everything shall be added unto you. It is because of it, you lack the understanding. You are trusting in your own understanding. You are leaning in your own understanding.
Not in God's understanding.
God's understanding is yours. God's understanding is vague. Let me tell you, God's understanding is vague, Bazalon. Like I like how you mentioned when someone is dead, you like ask yourself, but this guy was a provider of the family.
Mm, exactly.
How can God, but you know that I'm suffering. People enkonzweni abantu bahlekisa ngami. Abantu abanecathulo zesikolo, abantu abanazis. But then nkulunkulu, how can you take away my husband?
Exactly.
Do you understand that God?
Yeah.
No, you don't understand that God, because God has a way of working out a situation.
Mm. Mm.
The level of acceptance, your spiritual maturity, plays a vital role in your life.
Mm.
It's all about understanding the situation that is happening at that point in time.
Mm. Basan, closing words?
Closing words.
Please don't shock us.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I'll just say that let us at least, you know, try and look within ourselves first before we actually try and, you know, influence things outside through our prayers. Mm. Praying is, you know, it's a science to some degree.
Mm.
It's your will, for example, tanda, za, right?
Mm.
It's your will and you're trying to merge it with the rest of the world's will, I guess, through a supernatural medium, I guess. Right. So if you can look into yourself and then say, I want, for example, the war to end in Israel, in Palestine, for example, right?
Mm.
Do you have the means to do it?
No.
No. No.
So why are you praying about it?
Me, can I please go to a break?
So yeah,
let's go to an
so like
break.
I'm saying, prayer.
Hi, I'll even
take it as far as saying you cannot ever pray for someone without ever having a conversation with them, because that is the literal definition of witchcraft.
Huh?
Other people, no, listen. You, for example, I have a beef with Zinhle, right?
Yeah.
I might go to a sangoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says pray for your enemies, right?
Yes.
Zanele has a problem with Spoo.
Yeah.
She prays for
Spoo.
Spoo. We are literally doing the same thing, just through different avenues.
Ah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
So, yeah, unless people don't actually understand these things that we have here, you know. And
when do you need another segment?
Yeah, he does.
You need another segment.
Of clarifying all what he said. Clarifying all what he said.
Yes.
No, I'm saying he need a segment of clarifying everything that he said right now.
I think you mute. Yeah. Those were your closing words, didn't they?
Sis Val, let your will be done.
Mukala,
kwenzeka anything.
Yeah.
Ubogwazi ukuthi bese kuvele kwenzekile.
Okay.
Makuqala nje uyabona nje mawuqala experience yonke lento experience ayo ubhlungu injabulo nananana angazi ke why sithi let your will be done makubhlungu kuphela
yeah kodwa masimanthengi imoto ngithi let your will be done
mawu happy. Hey guys, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Hey kunje awusathi kuNkulunkulu let your will be done.
Ingakho ngithi
nanoma ngabe yini esuke yenzeke ubokwazi ukuthi vele will kaNkulunkulu bese vele yenzekile.
Mdala, closing words.
I so wish the song that you were going to play after this is by Sifo Sifiso Ncwane. Ingakho ngicula ngihlabelela ukuthi Jesu wehla
wangiphakamisa.
Let your will be done. That's it.
I don't have a song, yes.
You don't have a song?
I wanted to play that right.
No,
there's one song that I don't play.
Yes.
Yakasifiso Ncwane. Ithin leyana. There's this one popular song that he released before he died.
Kulungile.
Leyo. Ay, I was like, hi.
But I'm not also, Kulungile is part of Let Your Will Be Done.
Yes, yes. But I think the reason, the problem that we have, it's because... Yes, we sing it.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go with all of this. That yes, we sing these things, but now when it has now happened, we struggle to live within the happenings that have happened. Do you understand? Because yes, we will come and say, magwenzeki intando yakho. And then God does his will. I'm like, is this really God? Sometimes we even doubt that it's God who has actually done that. Do you understand? When now God starts and revives us, are we able to come through and say, I'm content. No.
Inkinga yethu yodwa nozandile ukuthi sithi uNkulunkulu mayenze intando yakho sicabanga ukuthi ayikakenzeki. Yingakho ngithi mdala yenzakele. Mawuqala yikho ngithe bengirepha kahle. Mawuqala ubona experience zonke lezi zinto esuke sezenzeka. Uyibuza ama questions yini manje bese uNkulunkulu ayenze intando yakho ubokwazi ukuthi lashaya khona izandla. Ethi at least usufike la ngifuna khona.
And as much as as I wrap it up there, and as much as you know, Basani sounded like he was about to shock all of us. Yeah. But I got what he said when he said that yes, we are saying all of these things, but we do not eat Jesus.
Hey.
And that is where it's coming, Guti. Yes, we say all of these things, but now when the situation is there, like Tatagong Unshie no Jesus, when now he has taken all, will we be able to stand like Job, or will be like his wife and curse him? Mm. When now
can we please get a song before Basani becomes a mass destruction this morning?
No, I just wanted to wrap up what I was trying to say.
Hey, Papa Yini, everyone.
To our listeners at home, we'll be back just right after this as we're going to be speaking about honor thy father and your mother. But then here the as a popular request, minute. Mina for me is minute when you say it, because when God answers you, Gooby.